This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back, everybody. Another edition here of the Auburn Undercover Podcast on the 24/7 Sports Network. My name is Nathan King. Emergency podcast for you guys today with breaking news, some of the biggest news, of course, at Auburn in the past few months. It is the biggest news that you could possibly get because they have finally reached a conclusion of the coaching search about a month after Brian Harsin was fired on Halloween. Auburn lands on Hugh Freeze, former Ole Miss coach, currently enjoying a successful tenure at Liberty. He is going to be the next football coach at Auburn, something that has been trending that way throughout the weekend, cooled off a little bit, and now here we are landing with Hugh Freeze at the end of it all. We have a extensive roundtable here. Got everybody, got Christian on here as well to talk about the recruiting aspect of things. We're just going to get quick reactions from everybody in here because obviously there's a lot more stuff to do because finally they have a head coach. And so, Jason, I'll start with you. Number one, you know, I wanted to get your reaction, of course. But number two, just kind of walk us through the timeline over the past 48 plus hours, starting with Lane Kiffin falling through on Saturday morning to maybe Hugh Freeze, you know, obviously, you know, heating up, then cooling off, then ending up as the candidate after all. Just kind of walk us through what the past 2 days and change have looked like in the search.
Yeah, I think to do that, you got to go back 3 weeks or more, because Hugh Freeze has been somebody that's been on Auburn's radar. This is not a, you know, hey, well, we got in trouble, let's go hire the first guy. They have been with Hugh Freeze in this search the entire time, along with Lane Kiffin. And we've kind of labeled it 1A, 1B. And I think that's exactly what it's been. They've vetted and done research on every candidate. But they have done extensive research and information and fact finding and everything on Hugh Freeze as much as they did anybody else or more. And so he's been a guy that's been there for a while. Yeah, you're right. Lane Kiffin was a guy that looked like might happen. I think they were pretty close on both sides. And then late Friday night, early Saturday morning, I think it broke off on both sides. Both sides saying, look, hey, there's just not quite right. And so then Hugh Freeze kind of came back to the forefront. I don't believe from an Auburn standpoint that it ever cooled. I think it cooled from a social media standpoint and from people going, oh, you can't do that, you know, these things. I don't think from an Auburn standpoint it ever cooled. Did they get some feedback? Yeah, they did. But this is somebody that they have had their eyes on for a while. Again, anybody knows, obviously, Rich McGlynn and what he's done at Auburn as an administrator, NCAA before that, lawyer, thorough would be an understatement. And I think that's the thing now is you go, hey, look, if you know, he's the guy that they liked, the guy that they said, hey, ultimately they want to hand the keys to. And nobody knows how things like this turn out. The greatest hires of all time sometimes fall through. And the guys that people go, man, what are you doing? Sometimes turn out to be the best. So we'll know in a couple of years, you know, which direction this goes. But the one thing before we turn it over, the one thing I do know, Hugh Freeze can coach football. He's a really good football coach. He's won games, and he's won games at places that many people haven't won a bunch of games at. And so now you get a chance to see what he can do at a place like Auburn with a lot more resources.
Philip, you've said throughout this that it's been one of the strangest coaching searches that you've been a part of. Now it ends up with Hugh Freeze at the end of it. What's been your reaction over the past day or so?
Well, it's been strange from the standpoint that it's just been hard to get information. Usually there are places you can find out more than we've been able to find out through the course of this. But I think that Hugh Freeze is a has been there, as Jason said. He's been near the top of their list from day one. And there are people out there who don't want to believe that, but it's the truth. And I think there's no question about his ability to coach football. And he took over an Ole Miss program that was beyond down and out and got them to the Sugar Bowl. He made Liberty basically what Liberty is now. And I've talked to a few of them. Every coach I've talked to about Hugh Freeze says the guy's a heck of a football coach. And they also like him. He is a likable guy that people enjoy being around. I think you can – I think there's been a real – I don't know how to put it, but some of the labels that have been put on him don't really make a lot of sense. Did he make mistakes? He absolutely did. And it has messed up his career for sure. He didn't intend to be at Liberty the last however many years, but, I trust that, as Jason said, Rich McGlynn, he doesn't cut corners. I think also General Burgess has been involved in this process, his whole military career has been about those kinds of things, about intelligence and gathering information. So I think it's a good hire. Will there be some people that write bad things about it or say bad things about it? Probably. But if there is one thing I am completely convinced of, is that Auburn people need to stop worrying about what somebody writes or somebody says. It really doesn't matter. You never know. He might be hugely successful. He might not, but that, it wouldn't matter who you hired. That would be the case. You just never know. So, I think that it's a chance for Auburn to finally move on and for us to finally be free. But we'll see how it goes. And I don't have any doubt he's gonna make a favorable impression when he's introduced, and I think most people will accept that. Some might not, but that's where we are.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Mark, what's been your reaction to all this?
Well, the first observation is three consecutive head coaches who were previously head coaches at Arkansas State. And that's pretty interesting. That's Brian Harsin. He got his head coaching start there. Hugh Freeze was head coach there. And, of course, Gus Malzahn coached at Arkansas State, too, before he came back to Auburn. And, to me, the big thing that stands out is this guy has got a reputation, and it's probably well-deserved, for developing quarterbacks. And that's one thing that really needs to be done at Auburn. The passing game needs to be upgraded. The offense needs to be upgraded, and the quarterback development needs to be upgraded. And I think he's probably a guy who can do that. And, recruiting-wise, I think he's probably going to do extremely well. He was the recruiting coordinator at Ole Miss. They brought in a lot of talent over there on his watch. And like the previous guy said, Ole Miss was a bit of a train wreck when he took over there and really improved the situation dramatically. One of the things I also think we'll see is that he will be a lot more involved with the fans, the alumni, other people on campus than Brian Harsin was. Brian Harsin was sort of in his own world, off, aloof from the rest of the university community. And I think this is going to be very different. That's the way he's operated everywhere he's been as a head coach. So those are the things that stand out to me, Nathan.
Christian, Mark mentioned it there for a second, but you look at Hugh Freeze's recruiting classes, and granted, these were a while ago at Ole Miss, but it's difficult to deny that he was able to bring in a good bit of talent. I mean, heck, you look in the NFL right now, and there's a lot of guys that he recruited at Ole Miss that are still playing in the league. He was responsible his last season there for the best recruiting class in Ole Miss history. It was number five in the composite. What have been, from you looking at what he could be as a recruiter, what are your observations in that regard? And I guess, what do you expect out of his recruiting efforts here in the early going, especially because we've been talking about it on this show for a while. This is a class that Auburn could salvage pretty well. There are a lot of recruits in this class who actually like Auburn a lot. They were just kind of, on the fence because they knew Brian Harsin was going to be fired. I guess, what are your overall impressions of him as a recruiter and what he could do in this class?
Yeah. So I think there's two things. I think the biggest thing right now, first off, everything that we've heard is that he's a fantastic recruiter, and I'll get to that in a second. I think the biggest thing is just, making your name known. And now that he's officially announced, a lot of kids will know that, just simply because it's been a while since he was at Ole Miss. And, polling recruits, I got some responses of just, I don't know who that is, or I'm not overly familiar with him. And that's fine because, Liberty's recruiting board is not going to overlap at all with Auburn's recruiting board. So now over the next couple of weeks, it's time to hit the ground running. It's time you should be calling kids from the plane. You've got to get these kids back on campus, and you've got to start building a relationship with them. So that's the biggest thing right now, is just he's going to need to start doing that. And that kind of leads me into the second point, is just that I think he will do that. From a recruiting standpoint, everything we've heard has been positive. The quote that I was told from someone that's worked with him before is that he's a tireless recruiter. And that's not something that you could say for Brian Harsin. And I think certainly even with Gus Malzahn, I don't know if he did enough at the top either. And that's why Auburn started to lose those recruiting battles more and more with Alabama, with Georgia, LSU. So, if he hires and is able to put together a solid staff, and if he does the work that's required at the top that we haven't seen recently at Auburn, I think Auburn can be in a fantastic spot for recruiting. You've seen it. You saw it at Ole Miss. You saw it with guys like A.J. Brown, DK Metcalf, Laramie Tunsil. He brought in a ton of different talented five-star blue chip guys to Ole Miss. Now he's at a better spot with Auburn, with On to Victory and NIL in a solid spot, the football only facility up and running. He lands in a great spot. Now it's up to him to put in the work at the top to try and turn this recruiting ship around.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you compare what he did in the final few years at Ole Miss, and you assume, like you said, you assume that bump at Auburn, then you get back into that top 12 range that you feel like Auburn always has to be in to be successful. At the end of the day, from the recruiting front, it'd be difficult for it to get any worse. And so when adding somebody like Freeze that
has that success of recruiting in the SEC. Seems like it could be positive for the future there. For me, I mean, I'm just I think he has to do an incredible job, I think, in this press conference and in the first few weeks from a PR perspective. That's a big part of this as well, because you can't ignore the fact that there's been, like we've mentioned a couple times on here, the blowback on even before just as a candidate, before he was even hired, just the name being swirled around. There was a lot of pushback on that. And that's not something John Cohen and Rich McGlynn and Chris Rowe, it's not that they don't know that. They absolutely are completely aware of that. And them making this hire tells you that they're ready to face it and they're ready to do something about it. And so I think a lot of that comes from a PR perspective. You cannot have Auburn be a laughingstock throughout this offseason. I think you have to make sure that you handle that well. And it starts, look, like Phillip said, you look at the way Hugh Freeze is connected as a head coach. It starts in that opening press conference. I have little doubt as well that he'll do a good job in that. I think you have to, and there's not much to be said for winning a press conference. That doesn't win you any games. But I do think it starts with that in terms of him maybe endearing himself to sections of this fan base who were not necessarily on board with the hire. And so we'll see how that goes. But at the end of the day, Auburn does have its new head coach in place. It's Hugh Freeze. Like we've mentioned for the past month, he's been at the top throughout this whole thing. And after Lane Kiffin's situation fell through on Friday night, Saturday morning, it became pretty clear that he was their number one candidate. And so we will have all kinds of coverage for you guys. Head over to auburnundercover.com. We're going to go ahead and hop off here. Just want to get our quick reactions because there's a lot of stuff to do today and throughout the rest of the week. Reacting, getting reactions from recruits. I know Christian's doing that. Get reactions from players. Talk to all kinds of people. Get stories up. We're going to have it all covered for you guys. So thank you guys so much for listening. Leave us a 5-star review if you guys enjoyed the show. Head over to auburnundercover.com. We'll have the whole thing covered this week. So appreciate everybody listening. Talk to y'all later. Everybody enjoy your week.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.